I'm sorry, this is just surreal. A Spanish judge has ordered the surrealist artist Salvador Dalí's body be exhumed for DNA tests in a paternity suit. Here's Lauren Freyer from Madrid.
Pilar Abel was born in 1956 to a maid working for a family who vacationed on Spain's Mediterranean coast near the home of Salvador Dalí.
La primera vez que vi a Salvador Dalí,
the first time I saw him, I was a little girl, she says. I was out for a walk with my grandmother and she pointed him out. Abel spoke to reporters 3 years ago when she first filed her paternity suit. She described confronting her mother,
el comentario mío fue,
who admitted to having an affair with the artist in 1955, the year before Abel was born. Abel says her family always told her she was strange, just like your father. Dalí was infamously eccentric. His most famous surrealist painting is of melting clocks. He was married at the time to his muse, Gala, who lived in a castle which he visited with written permission only. They had no children. Without an heir, Dalí left his fortune in the hundreds of millions to the Spanish state when he died in 1989. But then in 2007,
que fue cuando dije mi gran secreto.
I went public with my big secret, Abel says. She now works as a tarot card reader and claims to resemble Dalí. The only thing missing is the mustache, she says. On Monday, a judge approved her lawsuit and ordered Dalí's bones exhumed for DNA tests. He's buried in a crypt under a theater and museum in his hometown. The foundation that manages Dalí's assets says it'll appeal in the coming days. Abel could claim up to a quarter of that fortune. In that case, she says she's thinking about changing her name to Dalí. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.